Spoilers and Fandom is like a book club for geeky stuff.
Join us as we delve into the depths of our backlogs and sift through the games, comics, shows, movies, and books that we haven't checked out yet. Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of Spoilers and Fandom. Today we're going to talk about Isle of Dogs, which was the movie that we watched that you picked.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick it?
I like Wes Anderson movies, generally. Uh-huh. And this was one of his most recent ones that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Because it came out last year.
Oh,
yeah.
That recent.
Yeah. Huh. But I just didn't have... Now here the problem is I didn't see it like it came big screen.
It didn't?
It didn't come big screen. Yeah, so I wasn't hallucinating. Yeah. But I wish it did. I wish more of these
this movies was, came out. This was a very... Oscar type of movie, I thought.
For real?
Yeah. It was really well done. But we'll get into that, I guess.
Yeah.
I have heard of this movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the animation style, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know anything else about it.
Yeah, like for me, I was literally gonna watch it because of who was involved in this movie.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about what the story was. It just felt like it was fun enough to watch because of the people involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the plot, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty, I guess, a simple premise.
Yeah.
In terms of a plot. Like, it's set in Japan.
Yeah.
And the story is... This mayor of this city or constituency or province or whatever,
mm-hmm.
he decides to exile all the dogs to a remote island because he believes that they are evil.
Yeah. And they're also sick.
And they spread disease and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so he does that. He sends all the dogs to this island called Trash Island. And the story is there's this kid... called Atari, who goes to the island to look for his dog that was sent there.
Yeah.
And that is the basic plot.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is all the humans in this movie speak Japanese, and all the dogs...
Except for two translators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reporter, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All the Japanese people in this movie speak Japanese.
Yeah. So it's subtitled for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is and it? Then the was dogs, it subtitled?
Yeah, it had like a few subtitles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not fully subtitled, but it had a few.
And all the dogs speak English.
Yeah.
So it's a very cool watch in that sense.
Yeah.
I really liked the plot, actually. And there's a lot of subliminal stuff. Like, even in the title itself, it's called I Love Dogs.
Yeah.
But it's also called I Love Dogs.
Yeah.
So, it's if you love dogs, hey.
Yeah, you like this movie.
You'll probably like this, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a stop-motion animation.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel... You said stop-motion.
Yeah.
But it's not got that jarring effect stop-motion normally has.
Yeah.
So, like, at least the frame rate's, like, super good.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, frame rate, I guess, yeah. What would you call it?
Yeah, frame rate.
Yeah, it looks very...
It's like, well animated, really well animated. Yeah,
and very unique. Yeah. Like, if South Park was super well drawn and well animated...
It would look like this.
Yeah, but it's got that flat kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like you're looking at paper.
Yeah.
And it's really, really... Yeah, it's very unique. Yeah. That's not all that's unique. Like, the score was also really
awesome. The score is really
awesome,
good.
Yeah.
And I think what did it for me was the comedy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was just... Okay, most, like, you'll know, like, 90% of the voice actors in this thing.
Yeah.
Because they're big name actors.
Yeah.
And because of that, it gets really funny.
Yeah.
The way these guys riff off of one another. Even just the way the little characterizations that they've given the dogs.
Yeah.
Which makes them... A lot more memorable than, say, any other movie that does dog stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting and it's really funny. I found it really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is quite funny. Would you call it a comedy, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
This is a weird, like, there are a few, like, dark undertones, I guess.
Well, yes.
Which we'll talk about maybe in the spoiler section, but, yeah. Like, you could watch this with your kids very easily.
Yeah. And they'll understand it on one level.
Yeah.
You and then understand there's it on your own level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On both. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. It's a story of a boy and his dog. It's that whole story of a kid and a pet and the love that they have for one another.
Or it's even the story of coming to terms with everyone else. Like, if you look at it as, like, let's say, you could look at it as the boy is the main character.
Yeah.
Or you could look at it as Chief is the main character.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So there's his story as well.
Yeah, story of character growth.
Yeah. He's got character development that happens. Yeah. It's pretty straightforward character development, I guess. It's not like, you know, little inclinations. But I enjoyed it. It is a good movie.
Yeah. And just, like, maybe just to name drop for guys, Chief, who's the main character of the dogs, is voiced by Bryan Cranston.
Walter White.
Yeah. One of the other dogs is voiced by Edward Norton. Another one is Bill Murray. Another one is Jeff Goldblum.
Scarlett Johansson is one of them.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is one of them. Harvey Keitel. Yoko Ono is actually in this movie. Yeah. Tilda Swinton, Ken Watanabe. So there's quite a good cast.
Yeah.
And they're all recognizable. Like, you know all these guys were in the movie. Even the Japanese actors who were in this are also pretty big there anyway. If you're familiar with Japanese cinema, you'll recognize some of these guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Who would you say was your favorite character?
My favorite character?
Yeah.
I want to say Chief.
Yeah.
I want to say Chief.
But you will say...
But I'll also say the
I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor again.
Because that subplot...
Yeah.
was really very interesting for me.
Yeah.
Because I could have watched a whole movie of just the dogs figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
If they cut out all the humans, I'd have really enjoyed a story of how all these dogs now came to be friends.
Yeah.
On the island.
They're really good characters.
Yeah.
And they're acted really well. And like you said, like, the little subtleties that dogs have, even with, like, this kind of animation.
Like, when the dogs turn, like, if you're familiar with dogs, if you're familiar with dogs, there's little character ticks that they've animated into the dog, so it feels very realistic.
Yeah.
Like, when the dogs turn and look at something, the ears prick up in the right direction, the tails wag and stop. Like, they do very specific dog things.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the little attention things that the dog would be listening to you and then it'd be like, oh, tick. Then it bites off a tick from someone and then it continues saying what they're saying.
Yeah.
So small stuff like that. They really did their job. And I really liked the fighting.
Ah, the fighting animation was awesome, yeah.
The fighting animation was funny as well.
Yeah.
Because you know that image in, like, a comic book or in cartoons?
Yeah.
Like in old, like, Warner Brothers cartoons when there's, like, that huge fight, like, in Tasmania.
Yeah, with smoke.
Yeah, so you'll just find smoke and just arms and legs.
Yeah.
And heads popping out. Yeah. That's how they do it. But in this one, you'll see the dogs and their bodies around cotton wool or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks very, very... When you see it the first time, it's very, very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the explosions and stuff.
Yeah, even the explosion. So, yeah. So overall, the plot of the story is this kid, Akira, is it? No, Atari.
Atari.
Atari comes onto now Trash Island to look for his dog.
Yeah.
And then now, from then on, these dogs now take it upon themselves.
To help.
Yeah, to help him.
The boy, because the boy is the first person who's actually come.
To the island.
To the island, the first human on the island who's come to look for
his
dog.
So they form this kind of.
Bond
with him.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, this bondish with him. But then of the dogs that are around, of the dogs that help him, the five dogs that help him. There's Rex, there's King, there's Boss, and there's Duke. And then there's Chief. Now, all these other dogs except Chief were domesticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chief is a stray dog.
Yeah. So there's that weird. There's that change in dynamic between them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, all of them try and help the boy now in his journey through Trash Island to find now his pet, who was Spots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this kid was kind of a big deal back...
Don't spoil it. Don't go into that.
Okay, let's not go into
that. Yeah. We'll save that.
But yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Solid.
Yeah.
If there is one thing... Like, what would you... I can't think of a bad thing to say about this movie.
A bad thing. I had a criticism for the movie.
Yeah. What could it have done better?
The Japanese segments.
Yeah.
If it subtitled more... Because, you know, now like we don't understand the language.
Yeah.
So, I wish that it subtitled more of it. Yeah. At least made put in a bit more comedy into those bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty much solid, pretty much bulletproof. Mm. I really enjoyed it, even without the subtitles for everything.
Yeah.
It still makes sense overall. Like it's a timeless story. I want to say it like that.
Yeah, like the plot is very straightforward.
Yeah.
Like I guess there's no real, like, the criticism for me would be there's no real like it's fairly predictable, the plot.
Yeah.
And maybe that would be my criticism.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It's a charming movie. You can do predictable plots really well.
Yeah. This is one way of doing predictable plots anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all we can say without spoiling it. And that's a little short, but yeah.
Yeah.
How would you rate this?
I'm going to give it an 8. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. What? First time we agree.
What?
Yeah, no, you should definitely watch this. It's definitely worth watching, in my opinion. Like, if you are one of those people who is losing faith in Hollywood, like I am at the moment, this is quite a charming movie. And it just demonstrates, like, you just take a simple plot and you can just make such a good movie with just such a basic plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also the animation is amazing. And the music is amazing.
For guys now who are fans of Wes Anderson, the guy who did the music in this is the same guy who did the music in, what's it called, in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
He's a French composer called Alexander Desplat, or Desplat, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm savaging his name, I'm sorry. But his music is as good as the movie.
Yeah, it's really, like, all the scenes had... Like, the music really carried the scenes forward.
Yeah.
Which is what a good score is supposed to do, not...
Not overpower it, or just stay too far behind in the background.
Yeah, not, there's a happy scene, so let's play club music, like Aquaman, or... Oh... Anyway. No, but this was a good score, and it's... We say French composer, but it sounds very Japanese,
the music.
So... You know, kung fu stuff, but also, like, at the dramatic moments, they still use those instruments.
Yeah.
Like, you'll hear a drum going, boom, like, you know, at a dramatic point for effect. Yeah. So it's done really well. I'd say it's one of the best soundtracks I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
There's
been, what's it called? There's been a few criticisms of the movie.
Like
in the usual reviews
media
universe.
Yeah.
Where they were complaining about not the portrayal of Japanese culture in this. That to them it felt a little stereotypical.
Okay.
Like, is it stereotypically Japanese or is it Japanese enough?
What was stereotypical? That they spoke Japanese. I mean, is that a stereotype that Japanese people speak Japanese?
That's the thing now. I don't understand.
I guess Japanese media, maybe? Or, like... Because there's a lot of propaganda and nonsense in the stuff.
Yeah.
Which you could say is typical of any government who uses propaganda. You could say it's... Like, any time at any point where propaganda was used, it's shown in this movie in the same way as, like, for example, the propaganda that was used in Nazi Germany was pretty similar to what was being shown here.
Yeah, and it's a pretty standard.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just propaganda is propaganda. Yeah. I don't know about that criticism.
Yeah.
And
then no. Also, another thing is that Japanese whole like cultural tourism thing, like everything that you could think of about Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody gives you flashcards and tells you tell me 10 things about Japan right now.
I think anime.
Mm-hmm.
I think Akihabara.
Mm-hmm.
I think sushi.
Mm-hmm.
I think samurai.
Mm-hmm.
I think cherry blossoms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 5 things.
Those are 5 things. Yeah, and all those 5 things will show up in this movie. Like if you free associate stuff like the dramas,
yeah,
sumo, haikus,
oh yeah, there's sumo,
that kind of stuff. Oh. Even the reliance on the way you said the explosions,
yeah,
and like mushroom clouds, the whole imagery of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Now that's one thing that guys were. I don't know whether they were complaining about or they mentioned it. You know, you never know with the internet these days. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know how, you don't know whether it's an actual criticism or whether it's just someone making noise.
But it sounds like noise, to be honest. Like, they were all like,
they're just setting
like
the
samurai thing happens within the first few seconds of the movie where they said that, okay, I can't go into spoilers.
But
it just shows up as a thing and it's like comedic in a sense, but
they're also telling the story. For me, I took it.
And that's
I don't consider that much of a criticism.
Because
they're literally setting the stage for you. They're telling you, this is where you are.
Yeah.
This is one interpretation of it.
Yeah.
You just get, this is world building. You're here now.
Yeah.
Ignore everything else. This is what this world is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Sometimes I find those criticisms a bit baseless.
Yeah.
I find them also pretty weak, yeah.
Yeah. That does feel weak, yeah.
Yeah. So don't expect that. Don't think that it's being taken out of don't
like
expect
it's not ham-fisted.
It's not ham-fisted, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's pretty much world building for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like, take it in a bad way.
The time you see sushi
in
this movie, it's used very specifically
for
a plot.
For a specific plot.
Plot point, yeah. And it's not the only food. Like, we do see other food as well.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So for us.
So 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Watch it.
definite watch it.
Now,
if
you have watched this movie with us, we're going to talk about spoilers. If you haven't watched this movie and you're going to, you should. Maybe stop listening now because we're about to talk about the spoilers for this movie.
Yeah.
God, I forgot to put the sound stamps, the time stamps.
Okay.
In the last one. I just remembered now.
We'll see whether we can edit it.
Yeah. I'll edit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. I'll do it for this. But yeah, spoilers. So, the plot, with the plot.
Mm-hmm.
The reason these guys are doing this stuff for dogs is actually because they have a history of dogs screwing them over at one point when dogs are samurai. In the history of humanity, dogs screwed this family over. And so that mayor is a descendant
of
that family, which is why he hates dogs.
Yeah.
And they're cat people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the... Which I kind of liked. Like, it's kind of funny. But, like,
I
guess...
It's such a simple thing.
But the underlying, I guess, thing is just xenophobia...
Yeah.
Because your people did this to my people,
I
will do this to you.
Yeah.
So and so are not to be trusted because they are that people. And basically the whole movie is just propaganda against dogs.
Yeah. And don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like making deals, it's basically corruption. Like, I mean, we're familiar with corruption. So this is quite easy to recognize, I guess. if you are local. By the way, most of our listeners are in the States.
For real?
Yeah, according to Anchor stats, most of our listeners are in the States.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we didn't expect 60, this.
60%.
Okay.
Like that's something nice. Like that, yeah.
So hello, Americans.
So, hi, America. Yeah. Yeah, no, but so all this stuff is very, very typical of corrupt government.
Yeah.
Which is easy to see. And it's got lots of propaganda. For if you've studied history in high school, you probably looked at propaganda being used for warfare and blah, blah, blah.
And even just how to control the population through misinformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that. Yeah. What was your favorite part in the plot?
My favorite part in the plot was, honestly, the journey north, the journey up through the middle fingers.
Yeah. through
the middle fingers. That whole journey, seeing these guys, seeing the dogs learn about themselves.
Yeah.
And the boy learn about the dogs and them. That whole interplay between now Chief and Atari.
Yeah.
I liked that. I wished I would have seen more of that.
Yeah.
And because we knew how it was going to end up. The ending is telegraphed from way, way early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
me, that was the journey through. Boy lands and they figure out that they can't smell the robotic dogs in this thing. And there's a key plot point where he notices that he can't smell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know now that becomes an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they show up.
For me, the best plot point was like they build up. So they're going off to see the Oracle and Jupiter at one point, and the reveal of how Jupiter can tell the future and is like a seer and stuff is hilarious. I love that. Yeah.
That was a funny way of
showing an Oracle, a dog Oracle. What would it be?
And you know, the funniest thing for me was you can see dogs like that.
Yeah.
And chances are that if they did have like their own, what's it called, civilizations, they would talk to, they would be.
Yeah, dogs have, like, yeah. Their society would be pretty dope, actually. Yeah.
But more than that story, more than the Chief and Atari story.
Yeah.
It was the whole, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the movie for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because every time, like, there's a plot point where the dogs, there's one of the dogs that keeps telling them about rumors.
Yeah.
And he doesn't meet anyone outside of this circle of dogs.
Yeah.
So you wonder where he gets these rumors from. And they always end up being true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really, really random shit that the dog will just come up with.
I heard a rumor.
I heard a rumor that XYZ, and then they now hash it out, they talk about it, and then they're like, okay, fine. Yeah. Then a different rumor. The next time they meet, a different rumor.
Yeah.
So I found that really, really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even ask, like, how do you know all this stuff?
And it's like, well, I just kid. Yeah, we just know these things. Yeah. So
There's also, for me, the funniest moment.
Uh-huh.
Was at the start, when the food gets dropped on the island and the dogs are there. And they're like, listen, before we try and kill each other over the sack of food,
let's
see what's in it to see if it's worth fighting over. And they go through the contents.
So it's literal trash. So it's like a happy
But like, apple. It's such like organized, it's almost like organized chaos is the way the dogs are working. Like, let's think about this. Yes, it's worth it.
It's worth bam. It. And bam, they go straight into a fight. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like the comedies, the comedic timing in the movie, like, we'll just say, is really, really good.
Yeah, it's not like slapstick comedy. It's not, it's kind of smart comedy.
Yeah.
In a way. Like, it's not, like funny accent. Like it's not lowbrow. I wouldn't call it lowbrow. It's just like straight. It's just ordinary comedy, I guess. Yeah, or funny situations.
Yeah, it's more of a situational comedy.
Than yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite character was man, who would my favorite character be?
Atari?
No. Yeah, my favorite character is probably the Oracle, yeah. She hardly did it. Or Jupiter. Really, they're a duo. You can't have one without the other. Or Chief. I did like Chief.
Yeah.
I bite.
Yeah. I'm a stray.
But,
I'm a stray.
I bite. Yeah. But more like, the love story in this is really well done as well.
Yeah.
Between his character and Scarlett Johansson. And it's like a love story that's done right. They didn't go too ham-fisted and like really shove it down your throat, which I really like because it didn't take away from the story.
Yeah, it didn't.
And if anything, it added a few jokes as well with the comedy. You'll have to imagine it. Yes. That was pretty funny.
And the second, how about the second love story? The one for the Atari and...
Atari and the reporter. That was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt a bit tacked on, but it's okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
My favorite character is Duke, the I Heard a Rumor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's him and Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Chief.
Chief was a cool character. Spot.
Yeah. Spots was just.
Spots was a little bit of a letdown in the end.
But he showed up literally to save them.
Yeah.
And to quit the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came in at a point. He'll come in like as a legit Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Save them. And whatever.
Yeah.
They move on with the story. But he does get puppies, which is kind of cool. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me.
And he left for his own life. Like, he found his own life and way forward.
Yeah. But is it just me, or did the puppies look like Falco from Neverending Story? I thought that.
I didn't think that. I don't have... Like, I watched Neverending Story as a very young kid, so I can just remember a fluffy thing flying through the air.
Yeah, to me, I don't know. They looked kind of like that.
Falco always looks like a sheep for some reason in my head.
Yeah. But I don't know. When I saw the puppies for the first time, that's what came to mind. Nothing. But it's cool. Watch it.
Yeah.
It's good to watch with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cat people might not enjoy the movie, but yeah. It paints them in a bad light.
Does it, though?
You know what I thought, actually?
You thought that the cats are...
I thought the cats were the ones in control of these guys. They're the ones that had brainwashed the people. To exile all the dogs.
It was just our family, though.
Yeah. But I don't know. On some level, I kind of wished that the cats had their own society.
Yeah. The dogs have their own.
I hoped. I was wishing maybe that would have been the grand reveal at the end.
I love dogs, too.
We hope. One, we can only hope. But I doubt these guys will do a sequel. I doubt it. I don't know.
I love dogs too. I had to cats.
I hot cats.
I hot.
Yeah.
I hot. I hurt cats.
Yeah.
Anyway, so watch this movie. I mean, is there more spoilers? No, not really.
No.
I guess
that's this one is a pretty straightforward movie.
Yeah. So definitely watch this. 8 out of 10. We both agree for once. like pretty on the nose with our ratings.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth watching. Just watch it.
Yeah,
it's not too long as well.
It's a cool. Yeah, it's a cool.
Yeah, it's a very easy watch as well.
A very easy watch.
Yeah. Next time we're doing a game.
Yeah.
And the game that I have chosen is called State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cyberpunk game. It has the voice actor for Geralt of Rivia. Uh-huh. That is about all I know.
First person shooter?
It's by Daedalic. So they're guys who do a lot of point and click adventures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume it's going to be like a Telltale.
Oh, sort of.
Sort of third person adventure kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'm told that the story, or what I've heard is the story is really good. Uh-huh. As far as cyberpunk goes.
Okay.
So that's the one I've chosen.
Yeah.
But before we sign out.
Oh, yeah.
We told you guys that we'll be telling you what's in our backlogs.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to pick out something that you want us to get through a little faster, you can let us know. And we'll put these images or polls or whatever on social media. You check our Twitter, check our Instagram.
Yeah.
And let us know what you want us to cover first. And we're going to be looking at Hillary's picks for comics first. So he's picked three.
Yeah. So right now, I'll put them up also. Yeah, as we said, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list of three comics that I have on my backlog that I was going to consider for this.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Survivors Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Vertigo Comics story. It's about, it's set in like the 80s. What happened to like kids in the 80s? Imagine if like the kids from IT, what happened to them after that? Yeah, so the actual
blurb about it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. The actual blurb about it is one was possessed by a poltergeist, another was trapped in a haunted house, the third had a killer doll. Ever wonder what happened to those kids of the 1980s?
Oh, the survivors of the slasher movies and stuff.
Yeah. So these kids found each other over the internet, yeah. And now they're grown up and they're drawn together by the horrors they experienced in 1987 and a rash of occult events occurred around the world with fatal results. Now there are indications that it's going to happen all over again, and it's possible that these six aren't just survivors, but were chosen for their fates. So that's one.
That's a cool concept.
Yeah, that's a cool concept.
Yeah. Who's the writer?
The writer is Lauren Bukes.
Okay, not heard of Lauren Bukes.
I think we have, because she's the one who wrote The Shining Girls, yes. Mm. It's about a time-traveling serial killer. I know that story, at least.
Okay, I've not heard of it.
So that's one.
Okay.
The second one is called Monsieur Jean, or Monsieur Jean. It's a French comic. But it's the charming and humorous adventures of a handsome Parisian novelist as recounted with a uniquely European sensibility. So he's a young writer whose everyday life and inescapable existential woes are told in this story.
Okay.
Yeah. So whether it's an unexpected visit of a friend, trip to his in-laws, arrival of a child, any all of that stuff. It's just a slice of life of this French novelist. So the one, we'll read book one. It's relatively short. It's like 46 pages. But it's called Love and Concierge. And it's a digital comic. You can get it online. Then the last one is the first of the James Bond comics from Dynamite Comics. It's called James Bond Volume 1, Vargr. V-A-R-G-R. So yeah. So Bond takes on like the case of a 00 agent who was killed. And it's in Berlin. It's about a drug trafficking operation. I'm assuming it's a standard Bond story. But I wanted to check it out because they said that, okay, this came out at about the same time as Spectre. So, I don't know. And I'm a big Bond fan. So that's it. Yeah.
So, yeah, on our social media, when you see these posts, I think you'll do a poll on Twitter.
I'll do
a post on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know which one you want us to cover.
Yeah. If not, we'll pick ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till then, play State of Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next time.
Yeah. See you guys.
Have fun. Do you have an opinion on what we just discussed? Did we miss something? Tell us in the comments section and we'll read it in the next episode. If you're listening on Anchor, send us a voice message and we'll add it to this episode. Don't forget to follow our podcast on Twitter, @SpoilFans, for updates. And follow our Instagram for behind-the-scenes action, @SpoilersAndFandom.
Also, subscribe to us on YouTube and Anchor to get the latest episodes.